Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Care, TV. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Podcast script for Wikipedia episode on Care. Hello and welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we take a curious dive into some of the fascinating entries on Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we have an interesting topic on our hands, Care, a prominent television station. This name might not immediately ring a bell for everyone, unless you're perhaps a resident of the Twin Cities area or a fan of Minnesota sports. All right, so let's talk Care. It's the NBC-affiliated television station serving the Minneapolis-St. Paul television market. Now, that's significant. Minneapolis-St. Paul, often referred to as the Twin Cities, is a hub of cultural and economic activity, and Care has been an integral part of this community for many years. Since its establishment, it has been delivering news, entertainment, and sports coverage, becoming a staple in many homes. To give you a proper timeline, Care E officially hit the airwaves back in 1953. It originally carried the call sign WTCN-TV, and it was one of a few stations that helped shape the broadcasting landscape in Minnesota. Fast forward to today, Care has been known for its compelling news coverage and strong tradition of storytelling. One thing that sets Care apart is its emphasis on community-focused journalism. It's not just another channel you flip through on a lazy Saturday afternoon. It has continuously adapted to both technological advancements and changing societal needs, no small feat in the rapidly evolving world of media. Pause for a moment and think, have you experienced a television station that truly felt like it understood your community? One that wasn't just relaying national news, but also highlighting the very stories that happen on the street corner, the stories you live through? That's what makes Care a powerful model for localized content. Speaking of adaptations and changes, how does a television station manage to stay relevant across decades? Well, it engages, evolves, and sometimes even redefines itself. Care's on-air evolution has tried to reflect the diversity, interests, and challenges encountered by Minnesota's vibrant community. Here's a thought. If you've followed any media outlet closely, how do you think their adaptation to societal changes has impacted your perception of them? What changes have you appreciated and which ones gave you pause? Care made a notable shift when it transitioned ownership to Tegna Inc., indications of trust in maintaining the integrity and quality that the station's longtime viewers expect. Technological developments and the decline in traditional TV viewership due to streaming services present new challenges, and Care has sought to meet these by innovating and embracing digital platforms. Now, innovation in television involves integrating digital content and social media strategies into traditional broadcasting models. For instance, Care and similar stations leverage their digital presence to reach younger audiences who predominantly consume media online. Consider this. A TV station with a storied history, while preserving the heart of local news, finds resonance in platforms that cater to bite-sized, on-the-go content. It's a balancing act, a fascinating shift from analog to digital. In what ways have you witnessed other traditional media adapting to remain relevant in this digital age? And like any seasoned veteran of the airwaves, Care has made its mark with award-winning journalism. Its series and documentaries have won accolades, highlighting the depth of investigation and storytelling prowess. For its community, these aren't just stories. They're mirrors reflecting local fears, hopes, and accomplishments. This brings forth an intriguing thought for us all. How worthy is it to support local journalism and ensure that it thrives alongside global narratives? You might argue it's crucial not only for community identity, but also for keeping power in check. Transparency alive. All of this puts Care in an interesting position within the media landscape, doesn't it? From its early days of analog broadcasting to the sophistication of today's digital and HD formats, Care is an example of the television industry's adjustments to ever-evolving viewer habits and technological shifts. As members of a society where media shapes so much of our perception, it's food for thought to consider what stations like CARE represent. They are custodians of local narratives. They're not just about reporting. They're about community engagement. So listeners, here's a call to action. Why not take a moment today to observe how media in your area is tackling the dual challenge of staying true to their roots while embracing innovation? Whether it's the news, documentaries, or the format they use to present, what resonates with you? Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into the world of CARE TV, a small corner of the media world, but a significant player in shaping how a community views itself. We'll wrap it up here for this episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep your curiosity alive and continue exploring the ever-dynamic interaction between technology and society. Goodbye for now.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, CARE TV. Thanks for listening. See you next time.